Lydia?
Okay.
You next?
Yeah, that's my problem, is that I have no intention of summarizing someone's process. I mean, the board should be, if the board can deal with the financial report, it can deal with the raw data. And it's been streamlined as it is because it doesn't include, you know, the LSB input, at least last year. I think it did not. And so there isn't that much to go to. You basically have the tally sheet that gives you the bottom line on it. And if you want to read the comments, which I think everyone responsibly should, these are big offices of the greatest responsibility in the foundation. Every director should take the time to look at the raw data. I would never assume the responsibility of trying to summarize. There's no way you could do it without being subjective in some form. I wouldn't do it.
Okay.
Maybe how about organized?
Well, let me read what we have so far, and I threw in and see if this makes sense. But we'll have to come back to Nia's word, because that's key. That's the word she wants to take a vote on, which I think is fine. Without the word, it would read, the PMB Personnel Committee shall create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and facilitate the subsequent evaluation processes of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and make recommendations to the board with regard to their job descriptions, blah, blah, blah.
I like that. That's fine.
But let's go back to summarize. Nia, you want to take a vote?
I mean, it's up to the body, but just so you know, Lydia, that the LSB did participate last year.
Oh, okay.
Right. So if we can make the recommendation, if everybody is happy with it, then that's fine. So do we need to...
Well, I think Marcel is the last person. There are two of us who don't like summarize. And Marcel, how do you feel either way?
Well, when I read the sentence, I had removed the word summarize just because I don't want it to be tainted. I don't want the results anyway for people to claim that it's tainted or we have unclean hands when we touched it.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I think
yes?
the word facilitate kind of implies that we're kind of helping to organize the data and tally it, not necessarily summarize it or put any subjectivity in there. So I like the way it's written now. I had not noticed the word facilitate processes, but I like it now.
Okay.
And I think we don't need the word summarize.
I didn't see facilitate processes, but I'll look again.
Well, that's
okay.
Lydia just said.
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying when I'm reading it now.
Okay, so I'm sending it out with facilitate.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll get it. We'll all take a look at it, and then we'll vote.
And then we'll vote.
And then we'll decide.
Okay.
And another verb might be organized. That doesn't imply subjectivity necessarily.
Okay, Lydia?
Well, you know, because some of the reason I said facilitate was because some of these things, for example, even the sending out of the forms isn't necessarily our committee, members of our committee, it could be members of the Pacifica staff. So, I think facilitate, some of it we might do ourselves, some of it the office would do. If we have an HR director by then, that person would do it. So we just make sure it all gets done and completed.
Is this the one that says revision two,
yeah.
Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Okay, let's read it one more time, and then we're going to move.
Okay. And everyone's input has been important here. I'm typing about here. The PMB Personnel Committee shall create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and facilitate the subsequent evaluation processes of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. And make, oh, I have a period there. Sure. Sorry. Okay. And make recommendations to the board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and separation from employment. with the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the foundation, the committee's responsibilities shall include, but are not limited to, the review of the general manager and interim general manager hire processes, as well as the PD and IPD hire processes. The Pacifica Foundation employment manual, organizational chart, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters. And third revision turns that into, lost it.
Oh, I have one question.
Well, just that I had I turned it into a, I put a period after a word where there didn't used to be one.
Okay.
I have a question.
But we can vote on the content. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I may be a little bit confused. I'm not looking at it. We didn't use the word facilitate more than once in that first sentence, correct?
No.
Okay. And we might want to just look. I thought I heard a lot of and. And we might want to just
look. Yeah, there were a lot of
whether, maybe they're not necessary. We might want to just clean that up because it seemed like there were an awful lot of ands.
Yeah, it was in that laundry list where.
Okay.
Right. But this is the gist of it, so we can clean it up after. But can we just go to a vote on this that we agree with it?
Yes.
Let me read it one more time, okay?
Okay.
A little bit more fluidly, hopefully, this time. The PMB Personnel Committee shall create and distribute the performance evaluation forms and facilitate the subsequent evaluation processes of the Foundation's Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer, and make recommendations to the Board with regard to their job descriptions, employment contracts, compensation, retention, and separation from employment. With the aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons doing similar work throughout the Foundation, the Committee's responsibilities shall include, but are not limited to, the review of the General Manager and Interim General Manager hire processes, as well as the PD and IPD hire processes, the Pacifica Foundation employment manual, organizational charts, paid and unpaid staff issues, and any policies and processes regarding other personnel matters. I think that should be it, because don't forget that when we move this, there may be other changes to it, and the whole thing will be revised in terms of language. But we can't tweak it once we vote on it. We have to vote, and this is it until we present it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So is there any objection to the motion?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I have one question. As the Secretary, we're just putting this down as a revised motion. I don't have to list all of these amendments to it, right?
Oh, no, Teresa, okay. No.
All right,
and it'll be revision 3 will be the the thing, okay?
Okay.
I am not that rigid. No, we don't have to go through all that.
And I don't have to read it again either.
Right.
Well, you don't have any objection from me.
Okay, no objection. Marcel?
No objection.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No objection. We're good.
Okay, great. Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. The next thing is the ED and CFO job description. Now, that's Marcel, and it is now 9:55. Are you ready, Marcel?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let me just a second head back to the computer. Okay.
Madam Chair, can you tell me when you expect this meeting to be over?
Let's see how much of the ED and CFO job descriptions we can get to. Or would we like to schedule another meeting next week?
I would prefer that. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but like you, I had surgery on Thursday for my vision, and looking at this screen a long time discombobulates me.
Yeah, I don't have any days free next week.
You don't have any at all?
Mm-mm. Not until the following weekend, I mean, on the weekend I do, but...
Okay.
Could we make an
But none, no more days free. We have our LSB meetings, and I have LSB committees. And
what about next Friday?
Well, Friday is full for you, isn't it, Lydia?
Yeah, I'm not good during the week. All 5 days of mine are booked for this and other.
Could we do a Saturday, maybe for just an hour?
Yeah, I'm good on the weekends.
It's going to be a little
difficult.
Can we do it in the morning? It's going to be a little difficult for me next Saturday, but I am free on Sunday.
Or Sunday, I'm good. Either one.
Is everyone good on Sunday? Okay.
Is Sunday better?
Sunday's
yeah,
good for me.
Me
if
too.
We
Sunday
do it
late.
I can
Sunday
do morning or evening at
evening
Pacific time, so whatever that turns out to be.
Okay.
Teresa,
all right.
Which do you prefer, evening? You
I
said?
Prefer evening. I would like to go to church.
Okay.
Okay. You pray for us, right, Teresa?
Yeah. But and I also think that you know, if you can get some of this done like in the subgroup, then we won't be writing it in the actual meeting.
Well, that was what we did.
No,
believe it or not.
Yeah, but I think there was some confusion once I saw like the committees, because I thought I was doing some of the management stuff. So this is our first shot at it at the working
right.
group.
So right. So let's
yeah.
not beat ourselves up. And
no.
It will get better. I mean, I'm usually pretty good at managing the meetings, but this was a little... Actually, I can take this to the PNB next week, Thursday, when it's time for us to give our report and hopefully get that approved. So
mm-hmm.
that's a giant step.
Yeah, I think it's commendable what we've done.
Yeah,
okay.
Because quite frankly, until the PNB approves what we've described, we can't.
Okay.
Can't do much
so
anyway.
Sunday the 10th.
So.
Sunday the 10th is good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay.
It's good
what,
for me.
And what
At
time
what
are
time?
We saying? What time?
Well, evening, well, Teresa, what time? Is when you say evening, what's your time? What time are you talking about?
That's right. We've got to have a secretary.
Any time after... 4 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, uh-huh. What about 5 o'clock Eastern?
Okay, which is 4
well, that,
my
that's
time.
Kind of the
and
middle
two
of the
o'clock,
afternoon
two
for
o'clock
me.
Your time.
Oh, it's the middle of the afternoon for you. Okay, that is right. It's 2 for you. What about 3 for you or 4 for you?
No, it's the opposite. You're going the wrong way. So, I mean, the 5:30... is fine, I guess, which is 8:30 your time, if that's not too late for Eastern people.
That's a little late for a Sunday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's shoot for, how about 4:30?
All right.
Well, 7:30.
7:30
your time. Mm-hmm. What is that, 6:30 your time, Teresa?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that too late still?
No.
I would prefer to
Sunday night.
I would prefer to do it early. Can we do it 7 Eastern?
I won't
so
be home.
Four.
I have another.
Oh,
I have an
home.
Afternoon meeting. No, I have a 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Meeting.
All right. So 7:30.
Yeah.
7:30
okay,
so
Eastern.
I'm putting
okay.
it in now. Personnel committee. 7:30 Eastern Sunday, April 10th. Teleconference. Okay, and then we will, and hopefully we could get Andrea Marcel and see if folks will be back. Maybe we could get all of this done. Okay.
So, Madam Chair, can
okay.
I move that we postpone the B, C, D, E, F until next week?
Yes.
Okay, I move that we adjourn.
To a continuation meeting.
Yes.
Okay.
So we
what's the so for the minutes? So what's the terminology for that? I move that we continue the meeting. At
yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a continuation meeting.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
We got the main thing done.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Bravo, Marcel. Bravo,
okay.
Lydia.
Thank you
so much. All of you.
Thank
yeah.
you,
okay.
Nia. Good
evening.
Meeting.
Bye. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.